standing on an overpass over the Long Island Expressway. And I just walked past the site of what used to be a go-to payphone for me back when I used to do work as a forensic genealogist, which is just a highfalutin term for cemetery photographer. I would use that payphone to call people using a calling card. I don't remember why I was so paranoid about calling these people from my regular phone, but I was. But there was also a magic trick to that phone, to that particular payphone, which was you put in your quarter and you could talk as long as you wanted. The call never cut off. I left one running for at least 4 hours once. Because, hey, why not? Who doesn't want to listen to street sounds through the microphone of a payphone, right? I'm crossing Greenpoint Avenue now. And I'm going to pass through the cemetery. And maybe I'll check in at the chapel. But see, my goal here today is that I think I found a shortcut to Brooklyn that I didn't know was there. And maybe it's not really a shortcut at all, but it's a stretch of road that I didn't think was a road. I thought it was like a driveway for one of the warehouses out here or one of the businesses that occupies that area. But it looks like it's actually a road and not a dead end one either. Now, when I went out on Monday, I wasn't intending to find the most efficient route. And I got sidetracked anyway on my goal to make it to Ridgewood. But this route, if it looks as promising as I think it looks, could be a quicker way to get to Williamsburg by foot. Oh, I also wanted to mention on that Long Island Expressway overpass, there used to be a Descanso, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, a memorial, roadside memorial for somebody that was killed on that spot or somewhere near it. And it was a bicyclist. And if there's anything that has had more impact on my decision not to ride a bike in this town, it's these creepy as hell roadside memorials for bicyclists. And you know, I don't really have a problem with roadside memorials as a thing. I know they're technically illegal in most places, but as a token of respect, I think they're okay, but when they put a bike out there like that, it's like, yeah, that's the risk you take when you ride a bike. If it's a risk you take when you walk by foot, too. It's a risk you take when you cross the street. It's a risk you take when you get out of bed. Just to me, it looks a lot more vulnerable. I'm inside the cemetery now. It's amazing how much quieter it is. It gets so quickly at the Greenpoint Avenue. A lot of this is very familiar to me, but so familiar that I don't take it much into consideration anymore. There's a security guy tooling around in his Calvary Cemetery labeled van, or minivan. Oh, Jesus, it's a fucking funeral. Surprise, right? What do you expect to have happen at the cemetery? Okay, it's a very small procession. 4 cars, 5 including the Calvary minivan. Oh, geez, I'm not going to go this way. I don't want to butt in on a funeral, but it seems kind of impossible not to. Well, we'll see. What can they do? If they're going to the chapel, that's going to be a slight annoyance to me, but what the hell? Do I matter? I mean, I like to check into the chapel, and I wanted to demonstrate the acoustics in there, how beautiful they are. There goes one other guy. Maybe he's racing to the funeral.